got no home. I know lady wrong. Ain't got no home. I know face wrong. I'm a lonely boy.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. I am broadcasting today from News Talk 1420 AM WHK in Cleveland, Ohio, one of my radio stations that carries my show, and I have been the wonderful guest. Well, I mean, they have been wonderful to me. I don't know if I've been a wonderful guest. I have been the guest of the station, and they have allowed me to use a studio for today's broadcast, and I'm very grateful, and I want to thank Mark Jacox, in particular the station manager, for his gracious hosting and the lovely lunch we had. It's kind of fun. I'm on the road taking my son from Los Angeles to Boston, and we are currently in Cleveland and decided the timing was perfect to do the show from here. Well, I have Pastor Drew Sams with us again, and now it is time for his regular segment of Teen Rap. Pastor Drew is the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church. He is the proud father of baby Judah Andrew Sams, and welcome again to another segment of the show, Pastor Drew.
Hey, good to be back for round two.
I love when I get to talk to you a little bit more. You know, the topic of today's show was about, you know, what's cool and not cool for parents. But you mentioned on the break that you're going on a little road of your own with baby Judah Andrew. And I have learned a lot about my son and the difficulties and pleasures of road trips on this trip. And I'm wondering how you're approaching your first little road trip. I mean, it's still on the road for a couple hours driving with your baby, and what you know and have experienced in your life with road trips.
Boy, and as you know, when you're in that car with family, there's a lot of dynamics in play. So not only do I have my 4.5-month-year-old son, I've got my wife, who I'm go with the flow. She's a little bit more stressed out, worries a bit, you know, wants to make sure that he gets enough sleep, isn't awake too long. So I'm managing not only him, but kind of in some ways I'm managing her a little bit. So we're going up to Big Bear. It's going to be about a 2.5-hour drive without traffic. But, of course, the only time we can go is after work. And before it's too late, we want to get up there, and we'll be in a lot of traffic. So I think it might take about 3.5-4 hours. So if you don't hear from me next week, you know that I've driven off the road.
Oh, God forbid. That's not even a good joke.
No, you know what I did? I just texted you.
I can only hope that that Judah sleeps a little bit, because if he gets a little cranky. By the way, what is that facial hair you're showing me in this text? This is amazing. We could be on the radio and talk, and Pastor Drew just texted me an image of him on the phone with beautiful baby Andrew behind him. Excuse me? You have no time to shave?
Hey, we're on the radio, not on TV, so I thought...
No, but you sent me this picture. I haven't seen you in so long that you've got... it almost looks like a full beard now.
I thought it'd be good for the road trip up to the mountains, little mountain man. So we'll see. My wife doesn't like it too much, so it might last about a day.
My wife doesn't even like the little thing I have under my lip, which is hardly anything, let alone a full facial hair like you've got there. But you are one handsome guy, so I think you can pull it off. So go on with the road trip. So
yeah,
your wife requires a little bit more managing. It's ironic. I'm kind of the other way around. I'm a little bit of the spoiled baby when I travel with my wife, and she pretty much takes care of me, making sure that I get the right food and, you know, things like that when it's a longer trip.
Well, that's nice. Yeah, just the way that it's landed for our dynamic. That's why I said in the previous segment I went and got the oil change literally for her car today. We're taking her car up to the mountains. So pack the car up, it's all ready to go, and I try to minimize as much stress on my wife as possible. So when things get packed up and she knows the gas tank's full, and she knows where we're going to stop for dinner on the way up, happy wife, happy life, right?
Ah, exactly. That's what my wife always says. Okay, I'm just all over the place because I'm so scattered mentally today. I want to know, speaking of cool, what's the last concert, like rock and roll concert, you went to?
Boy, the last concert I went to, well, I was at an Eric Clapton concert about a year ago with my dad and my uncle.
Was that the one at Universal?
Yeah, it was at Universal, so maybe that's been a little bit longer than a year. You know.
Yeah, because I was at that one too. I love Clapton, so that was a great show.
Yeah, the next one coming up though is coming up next month in September. We're going to the Greek Theater, and we are seeing Fiona Apple.
Ah, I saw that one on. I'm going a week from Saturday to see Crosby, Stills, and Nash. At the Greek. We saw Neil Diamond a few weeks ago and made me feel really old because everybody in the crowd basically looked like me, and that was pretty pathetic.
But speaking of cool.
And I'm going to see Bruce Springsteen again in Anaheim in December.
Nice.
I like going to concerts. More often than not, just like the ones you've described. Well, Fiona Apple has been around, and she's a little bit younger. But Eric Clapton, you're going to get an older demographic. But you go to these big festival concerts like Lollapalooza. We were in Chicago 2 days ago. We saw where they do Lollapalooza. Or you go to something like we did, which is Outside Lands, and there's 65,000 people there. There aren't a lot of people of middle age, of which I am. You're not yet. But whereas if you go to Eric Clapton or even Fiona Apple, and certainly Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Neil Diamond, or Bruce Springsteen, you're going to get my age group. You don't get them at these big music festivals.
No,
there were very few people over 30 that I saw.
Yeah, that reminds me of when I was in high school. I went and saw Rage Against the Machine. Right
well, Tom Morello was probably still in the group then, right?
He was. Boy, late 90s when I went and saw that, and my parents went with me, and we had tickets down in the mosh pit.
Your parents did?
That was the scene. They stayed to the fringes. I got right in the mix of things, but boy, that was quite a experience. I was proud. Looking back, I'm proud of them. In the moment,
I give them a lot of credit. Arnie went to see Rage Against the Machine about a year ago, and it was at the Hollywood Palladium. And he got in the mosh pit, and he ended up being crowd surfed, but he came back pretty darn banged up.
It is
sometimes they just are really whacking each other.
Yeah, it really is rough. You know, it's interesting. If you go to, depending on the genre of music, the mosh pits are different. So there's certain genres that, you know, you fall down, they'll pick you right back up. There's certain genres that, you know, you hit the floor, and you've got to either get out as quick as you can, cover your head, or have a friend nearby because, you know, they keep that pit going.
Well, and they do this thing, and it's mostly guys. I mean, it's really a guy thing, some of the aggressive mosh pits. But they do this thing that I don't understand, where they're really hitting each other. They're just running into each other and bouncing off each other.
Yeah, it's almost this aggression that they've got pent up, and now they finally have a forum to do it.
Yes,
it's acceptable,
yes.
It's legal. You know, you've got the security guard just making sure nobody's getting really hurt.
Or going over the barriers to engage the band. And then you have a band like Rage Against the Machine whose lyrics and topics are basically angry to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. It just stirs it up. And then you've got the whole kind of mob mentality feel. It just feeds into it. And some people say, boy, that's a lot of fun. And others, you know, you can see how...
Arnie has this desire. I mean, he's going to music college. And Richard, I don't mind if we go over a little bit, by the way, so let us run a little over if you don't mind. He has this desire at some point to do, you've seen this in videos, where the lead singer or the performer just hurls himself out into the crowd. Hoping, of course, to be caught. Well, and then, you know, carried around. And he wants to do that. I mean, that sounds scarier to me than any of the heli-skiing things I've done.
That is intense.
Say that again?
I was just saying, that's pretty intense.
I know, and especially after he, you know, literally survived the Rage Against the Machine show, and he was crowd surfed in that, but not by throwing himself from the stage, and he came back bruised up.
Wow.
He went to a recent hard rock festival in which four guys and one girl shared a room, and they really protected her. And surrounded her when they were in the standing room only things, because otherwise she was really, they felt she was really at risk of, you know, being not only hit upon by other men, but potentially, you know, mauled or, you know, pawed at. And so they said they really did a good job of, like, surrounding her and protecting her. Because oftentimes you just don't see girls at up close at these aggressive rock concerts.
Yeah, especially when you're in proximity and you've got, especially girls crowd surfing. I mean, it's kind of, unfortunately, you use the phrase pawed after or pawed at, boy, it happens left and right.
Well, it's so easy to get away with it, and the boys are all hyped up, and so they just grab away. Anyway, listen, I know you've got this weekend coming up. I wish you a wonderful, wonderful trip. I hope Judah Andrew enjoys the mountain air. And I hope Erica also does not get too upset with any of the ups and downs of road travel, which, by the way, is the topic of tonight's Dad Chat. And thank you for joining me for two segments.
Always a pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your trip.
Okay, and I really appreciate you sending that picture. It's really good. I think I'm going to have to post that.
Fantastic.
I love it. All right, we'll be back after these messages, and I will tell you a little bit more about Outside Lands and the big thing that took place that I really got a kick out of. So stay tuned.
I started from where bowers of flowers bloom in the spring. Each morning at dawning, birdies sing, and everything a sun kissed, miss head, don't be late.